Harper Teen and Harper Audio present 4-3-2-1 by Courtney Stevens. Performed by Bailey Carr and Aaron Spencer. I object to violence because when it appears to do good, the good is only temporary. The evil it does is permanent. Mahatma Gandhi. The attempt and not the deed confounds us. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. Zero. Boom. It's a bus. Boom. It's a New York City sidewalk. Brilliant fists of light punch and punch and keep punching. They grind me into the concrete like I am sirloin beneath a chef's hammer. My jaw is throbbing, the bone displaced. My blood pools in the perfect shape of a kidney bean. I am 700 miles from home. Boom! It's a color that's not color at all. A color there's not a word for. Red? No, that's not right. Orange, yellow, red, blue. A near rainbow. The shade of burning metal. The toxic stench of accelerant. Boom. It's ash black, hell black wisps heading up, up, up into the sun. Aluminum confetti framed against the patina belfry of New Wesley Church. Raining metal. Raining body parts. A severed leg lands. A purple shoestring slaps my nose. The rest of that person, who is no longer a person, who is a torso wearing a once red, now singed, American Eagle tank top, lands on Chandler's back. Chan gasps, the breath beaten out of him. He is alive. I watch his chest rise and fall, to be certain. Boom. It's the almost car crash smell. Friction, heated rubber, traffic grinding to a halt. There are screaming bystanders I can't hear because the nerves in my ear are damaged. The thin membranes ripped and bleeding. Phones upload initial videos. Hashtag bus explosion. The first dulled wail of a siren. Blue, white, blue, white.
Kid, kid, are you all right?
Boom. It's Rudy on the ground. The laughter on his pink lips replaced with blood. Trickling like crimson paint spilled on the wall of his cheek. Trickling. Down his chin. Onto his neck. Into the collar of his shirt. 12 hours ago, he smelled of lemons and cheap IPA. His mouth is open, closed, open again. He's screaming. My ears hear the void, the suction. They hear fear. Boom. It's four survivors. I think I am one of them. One. Measure twice, cut once. $0. The first secret Chan kept from me was our 11th birthday party. We were paired, even back then. Our birthdays fell days apart, and all three parents were pleased with one happy birthday Golden and Chandler cake, one gathering, one table of gifts. I assumed we'd dodged the pizza and ice cream for 20 bullet when the two dates arrived and passed with zero fanfare, but no. The following Saturday came, and with it, adults ducked frantically behind two small recliners and overstuffed couches, and kids yelled, "Surprise!" in the pale afternoon light of Grand's living room. I soldiered through merrily enough until Chan let slip our surprise party didn't surprise him. His dad warned him the day before so Chan could plan an appropriate attitude. His father's words were altogether fair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?